The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. From First for Women Around the World, Cures for Everyday Bothers. First up, from Iceland, a soothing soak prevents pain. To ease aches, Icelanders immerse themselves in warm water in their bathtub or the country's many heated public pools, hot tubs, or hot springs. That's smart, say Purdue University researchers. They explain that warm water relaxes tight muscles, calms pain nerves, and increases blood flow to achy joints to flush out pain-triggering inflammation. And you can get the perks in just 10 minutes. I would want to soak longer than that. United Kingdom brings us an indoor garden to restore stamina. The next time you feel your energy starting to dip, do what the Brits do and give your houseplants a little TLC. People in the United Kingdom are wild about their indoor plants, and they spend a good amount of time keeping their plants perky by watering and pruning them. Now, a study in the journal Scientific Reports suggests tending to houseplants could chase away fatigue in mere minutes, since spending time near plants prompts the release of stamina-boosting beta brain waves. Holy basil, it banishes anxiety. And this is from India. When chronic stress or anxiety starts wearing them down, folks in India take holy basil, an adaptogenic herb so revered in their country that it's been dubbed the incomparable one. According to Australian investigators, this herb activates nerves that dial down the release of stress hormones and increase the production of mood-steadying serotonin and dopamine. Take 400 milligrams daily, and you could feel calmer and more clear-headed in 1 week. This one from Brazil. Coconut oil, which is more like a cream-like substance, soothes skin. As the air gets cooler and drier, your risk of breakouts and itchy, irritated skin doubles. The Brazilian secret to healthy skin year-round? Once daily dabs of coconut oil. This healing plant fat has been shown to increase the formation of healthy new skin cells. And scientists at the University of Illinois say coconut oil also seals in moisture and calms tissue inflammation, cutting redness, itching, and other symptoms by up to 60%. As I said, even though it says oil, don't look for a bottle, look for a jar, because it's more of a Crisco-y kind of texture. Cumin calms stomach aches. This one's from Egypt. Egyptian women reach for cumin when stomach troubles flare. The reason? This spice is a natural digestive aid that can nix bloat, queasiness, and other symptoms in just 30 minutes. Egyptian researchers credit cumin's volatile oils with stimulating the release of digestion-enhancing enzymes. To get the perks, just simmer 1 teaspoon of cumin seeds in a cup of water for 5 minutes. Strain, sweeten to taste, and enjoy. And from New Zealand, honey curbs cold symptoms. Unpasteurized honey is the go-to remedy used by New Zealand women when germs sneak past their defenses, and science backs them up. Researchers out of the University of Central Arkansas say honey's enzymes and natural antibiotics energize immune cells and destroy germs on contact. Enjoy 1 tablespoon of honey twice daily when you're ill, stirred into warm drinks or straight off the spoon. And your cough, sore throat, and other symptoms could ease in 2 days. And from First for Women, in focus, suds up. Hand washing is the number one way to ward off illness. How's your technique? The CDC advises wetting your hands, hot or cold water. Studies show they both remove the same amount of germs. And scrubbing soap on the front and backs of your hands, between your fingers and under your nails. Do it for at least 20 seconds. I was always told, sing the happy birthday song in your head. Then rinse. And if you have the choice, dry your hands with a paper towel instead of a hand dryer. Research shows you remove more germs when you do that. From Real Simple, Minor Issue, Major Opinions, this month's question, naps, yay or nay? Everyone's got thoughts. We collected yours, then called on the experts to settle the debate once and for all. In the yay column, readers say, and I've got three quotes, I've always loved a nap, especially now with a nine-week-old baby. I sneak them in as much as possible. Another, when I can, yes. It gives me a second wind on those extra hard days and makes everything better. And another, I can nap on demand. The best nap is a nap on a cold, rainy Sunday afternoon. Sublime. And in the nay column, we've got three. I have never been a napper. If I do nap, I feel worse when I wake up than I did prior. Another, not officially, but I find myself doing the old head bob sometimes. Okay, most times, when I'm sitting on the couch reading. And another, I don't, because usually if I take a nap, then I can't sleep at night. So the experts say, a little siesta may be just what the doctor ordered, as long as it's quick. Studies have shown that naps can make you more alert and less impulsive, boost your memory, and help you think more creatively. Plus, a 2019 study found that people who napped one or two times a week lowered their chances of having a heart attack or stroke by 48%. But some research has linked consistent long naps, that's classified as an hour or more, to an increased risk of heart disease, though it's probably not the snoozing that's to blame, says Sarah Mednick, Ph.D., professor of cognitive science at the University of California, Irvine, and author of The Power of the Down State. I will spell her last name, Mednick, as I always do when it's an author, in case you want to get the book. Rather, it's the need to nap that's the first symptom of something underlying. Reaping the benefits of a nap depends on when you take it and how long it lasts, says Rachel Salas, MD, Assistant Medical Director of the Johns Hopkins Center for Sleep and Wellness. Ideally, a nap should be 20 to 30 minutes and no more than an hour and happen before 3 p.m. Any later and you could start to negatively impact your sleep cycle. Go longer and you're more likely to have trouble falling asleep at bedtime or sleeping through the night. It appears that some humans are wired for daytime sleep and some are not, says Hassan Dashti, Ph.D., an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School, whose research includes how genes may determine our penchant for naps. If you're in the latter group, don't fret. Instead, focus your energy on your nighttime sleep, he says. Then, nap only if you really feel like it'll happen. From First for Women, four books we're loving now. First up, The Waters by Bonnie Jo Campbell. C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. There are few things I love more than a family saga, mixed with a bit of intriguing mystery, says Carissa Masnos, First's assistant digital editor. This novel by Bonnie Jo Campbell caught my interest from page one. Set on an island in Michigan's Great Massasauga Swamp, also known as The Waters, this story centers on herbalist Hermine, herself Zook, mother of three estranged daughters. The youngest daughter, Rose Thorne, has even left her own daughter, 11-year-old Dorothy, Donkey Zook, to grow up wild with herself. Donkey spends her days searching for truths in nature, patiently waiting for her mother to return and longing for a father. When Rose Thorne does come back, family secrets begin to unravel. Will Donkey ever get the family she dreams of, or will these secrets tarnish what's left of their relationships forever? Next one is a magical realism book, The Memo, by Rachel Dodes, D-O-D-E-S, and Lauren Meschling, M-E-C-H-L-I-N-G. A friend described the premise of this book to me over brunch, and I ran home to download it, says Melissa DeAgnes, First's senior editor. Jenny Green does not want to attend her college reunion. Once at the top of her class, her life now is not what she expected. Meanwhile, her college friends seem to be excellent at all things. Turns out she missed the memo. When she gets the chance to rewrite her past with a blueprint for success, she's thrilled. But what will this cost her? Bittersweet, witty, and unique, this tale was a fun ride. A thriller called Echo Road by Kendra Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T, and Melinda Lee, L-E-I-G-H. During the fall months, I admit I enjoy being spooked by a good thriller, says Anna Traver, first assistant editor. This one fit the bill. It follows the story of local Sheriff Bree Taggart after she responds to a report of two bodies found inside two suitcases. Then, thousands of miles away, a senator's daughter goes missing. Now, FBI Special Agent Mercy Kilpatrick is on the case and finds a link between the bodies and the missing girl. To crack the eerie case, they must work together to catch the murderer. And last, Mercury Magic by Marissa Brown, B-R-O-W-N. People blame their bad luck on Mercury being retrograde, but I always had a feeling there was more to this, says Lou Marshall, first digital managing editor. So I was thrilled to learn that our resident astrologer, Marissa Brown, penned a book all about it. Mercury may be associated with chaotic retrogrades, but it also fuels your communication, thought processes, and how you connect with others. The book includes all you need to know about the misunderstood planet, including how Mercury retrograde works, as well as smart tips and tricks for navigating through it. Cheers, Lou. It's so empowering that you can actually thrive through Mercury retrograde. It can really bring your biggest dreams and boldest ideas into being. From Real Simple, mistakes you didn't know you were making when picking gifts for your host. We are heading into the holiday season. You might be going somewhere for Thanksgiving or Christmas. Heather Taylor, owner of an eponymous Los Angeles-based home goods store, gives us some tips on how to win the award for best guest. There's three. You're making the host do extra work. Your gifts shouldn't require any effort on your host's part. If you bring flowers, make sure they're already in a vase, Taylor says. Otherwise, your host may have to stop what they're doing to cut the stems and find a vessel, which can disrupt the party's flow. Next mistake you make, you're bringing unexpected food. My brother does this. Don't tell him. But while surprising your host with bites might seem like a good idea, Taylor urges you to reconsider. Chances are a lot of planning has gone into the menu. Bringing your favorite appetizer might throw things off. There may also be food allergies you're unaware of. And the last boo-boo you make, you assume you know their taste. Scented candles, picture frames, they're risky. People can be very particular about fragrances, Taylor says, and it can be a big ask to give something to display. Instead, go for a nice bottle of olive oil or vinegar. Skip the wine in case your host doesn't drink. Unless, of course, you know they do. From First for Women, a blessing in disguise. A life-saving phone call. I was at my town's fall festival when I noticed a missed call from my friend Tracy. She called several times a day for no reason, so I was tempted to ignore it, but I felt guilty. So I looked for a quiet area to return her call. Just as I rounded a tree, I saw a little boy gripping his throat, unable to breathe, as his mother frantically patted his back. I instantly grabbed him and did the Heimlich maneuver, which I had learned in my nursing training. Within seconds, a large hard candy flew out, and he gulped air. As his mother thanked me, I silently thanked Tracy for her heaven-sent phone call. That was Ada Gomez of Houston, Texas. Sometimes we're right where we need to be. From First for Women, Joy Bauer's 5 top strategies to boost the nutrition found in your grocery cart. The way you shop sets you up for healthy, happy eating, says today's nutritionist and first contributor, Joy Bauer. Here she shares her easy keys for supermarket success. There are 5. First, map it out. Sit down on the weekend and plan out your meals and snacks for the week. Then do a quick kitchen inventory and make a list of the ingredients you need. Your meal plan doesn't have to be set in stone, but having a roadmap will make shopping and cooking easier. Next, comparison shop. Scope out product labels for the big three, sodium, sugar, and saturated fat content, Joy says. When you're choosing a salad dressing or pasta sauce, for instance, see which brand has less sodium. With foods like yogurt, check the grams of sugar and opt for the one with less. Snack smarter. Try to stick to a 2-snack limit, Joy suggests. On each grocery trip, I put 2 snack foods in my cart. We know from research that the more snacks you have in the house, the more you'll eat. By choosing your 2 favorites, you get to enjoy them and cut back on temptation. 4. Make nutritious more delicious. There are easy ways to sneak extra nutrients into meals, but that also add great flavor, Joy says. She likes to buy canned pumpkin or sweet potato puree and add a dollop to taco meat, marinara sauce, soup, and chili. It blends right in, ups the nutrients, and amps the flavor with a sweet, bold nuttiness, she says. Another trick, when making mashed potatoes, Joy uses half potatoes and half cauliflower. I cook them together and then mash and add milk, garlic, salt, and pepper. It tastes like creamy mashed potatoes, and no one will ever know about the cauliflower. And last, take healthy shortcuts. Home cooking doesn't have to mean 100% from scratch, Joy says. I am all about convenience items to get the dinner done fast. Think rotisserie chicken, pre-cut veggies, coleslaw mixes, and shredded carrots. They make life easier, and you don't sacrifice health or taste. Some simple wellness solutions from First for Women. Help for women with hearing loss. When the over-the-counter hearing aids became available, some skeptics were unsure if they'd be as effective as professionally fitted aids. Now research in JAMA Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery confirms that they are. After 8 months, subjects who used over-the-counter aids or audiologist fitting aids had similar improvements in hearing. The researchers say the findings are promising for people seeking affordable and accessible care. The drugstore products start at $200, compared to prescription aids, which start at $1,000. For a double-duty product, consider the new Apple AirPods Pro 2 for $249. The earbuds now feature a built-in test that evaluates your level of hearing loss and transforms the headphones into hearing aids. Olive oil is good for your brain. That's the word from scientists in JAMA Network Open. In their study, eating about 1.5 teaspoons of olive oil daily lowered the risk of dementia-related death by 28%. Credit goes to olive oil's anti-inflammatory monounsaturated fats, vitamin E, and antioxidants, which prevent brain cell damage. In focus this month, or week, Brussels sprouts, cabbage's mini cousin, is super fresh right now. There are 3 quick ways to use it. Air fried side. Toss 1 pound of halved Brussels sprouts with 1 tablespoon of oil plus salt and pepper. Add to the air fryer basket. Air fry at 300 degrees for 20 minutes, shaking halfway through. Then drizzle with additional oil and balsamic glaze. I love those. Shaved slaw. Toss 4 cups shredded Brussels sprouts with 2/3 of a cup roasted garlic vinaigrette dressing, 1/2 cup toasted walnuts, and 1/2 cup sweetened dried cranberries. And last, as a leafy saute, core 2 10-ounce packages of sprouts. Peel off the leaves. Cook 4 slices of diced bacon for 4 minutes. Add the sprout leaves. Sauté 8 to 10 minutes and season with salt and pepper. From Real Simple, Drinking with Jenna, Autumn in a Glass. These riffs on classic cocktails bring the sweater weather vibes. And I've got, looks like 3 options. First up, a cranberry margarita. Active and total time, 5 minutes, and this makes one. I'm sure you can easily multiply it if you're doing for more than one. We need one small navel orange, 2 teaspoons kosher salt, 3 tablespoons or 1.5 ounce tequila blanco, 2 tablespoons or 1 ounce cranberry juice cocktail, 1 tablespoon or 1/2 ounce orange liqueur such as Grand Marnier or Triple Sec or Cointreau, 1 tablespoon or 1/2 ounce fresh lime juice from 1 lime, 1 teaspoon, agave syrup, and frozen cranberries for garnish. Cut 1 wedge and 1/2 wheel from the orange. Reserve remaining orange for another use. So even if you're multiplying this recipe, you might only need 1 orange, depending. Place salt on a plate. Rub orange wedge around the rim of a rocks glass. Place the glass upside down on the plate and twist to rim it with salt. Fill the glass halfway with ice. Then pour tequila, cranberry juice cocktail, orange liqueur, lime juice, and agave into a cocktail shaker filled halfway with ice. Cover and shake until cold, about 10 seconds. Strain into prepared rocks glass. Garnish with an orange half wheel and a few frozen cranberries. I bet that's very festive looking. Next, a rosemary ginger spritz. Active time is 10 minutes, total time 55, and this makes one cocktail. Spritzes aren't just for summer. This one has a spiced herbal depth that's so nice on a chilly evening. We need 1/4 cup granulated sugar, 2 1/4-inch thick slices of fresh ginger from a 1-inch piece, lightly smashed, 2 4-inch sprigs of rosemary divided, 6 tablespoons or 3 ounces Prosecco or other sparkling wine, 2 tablespoons or 1 ounce club soda, 1.5 teaspoons fresh lemon juice from 1 lemon. Place the sugar, 1/4 cup water, ginger, and 1 rosemary sprig in a small saucepan. Bring to a boil over medium, stirring until sugar dissolves about 2 minutes. Remove from heat. Let stand for 15 minutes. This is why this takes so long. Remove and discard rosemary and ginger. Refrigerate syrup for at least 30 minutes and for up to 5 days. Fill a highball glass with ice. Add Prosecco, club soda, 1 tablespoon of that rosemary ginger syrup you made, and lemon juice. Stir gently to combine. Garnish with remaining rosemary sprig. Note, use leftover rosemary ginger syrup to flavor sparkling water for a refreshing zero-proof soda. Or just make more of these. Pomegranate reverse Manhattan. I'm intrigued. Active time and total time, 5 minutes, 1 cocktail. It's reverse because the proportions of vermouth and bourbon are swapped, making for a sweeter, but not too sweet, sip. We need 4 tablespoons or 2 ounces of sweet vermouth, 2 tablespoons or 1 ounce bourbon, 1 tablespoon or 1/2 ounce pomegranate juice. Pour the vermouth, bourbon, and pomegranate juice into a cocktail shaker filled halfway with ice. Cover and shake until cold, about 10 seconds. Strain into a coupe or other stemmed glass. Another fall-themed deal here. This one's a candy ice cream pie. Active time, 30 minutes. Total time, 4 hours and 45 minutes. I'm sure that's a lot of freezing time. And this serves 12. We topped a cookie crust with peanut butter cups, then layered on vanilla ice cream and Reese pieces for the ultimate indulgence. And it looks very fall-themed. We need 1/2 cup butter, 24 Oreo cookies from a 14.3-ounce package, 13 Reese's peanut butter cups from a 7-ounce package, from 7 1.5-ounce packages. I think that 1.5 package is the one that has 2 cups in it, so you'd need 7 of those, or just buy a big bag or something, I don't know. 1 48-ounce container of vanilla ice cream, slightly softened, and 1/3 cup Reese's Pieces. Coat a 9x13 springform pan with cooking spray. in a microwave-safe bowl. Microwave the butter in 15-second intervals, stirring until melted, about 1 minute. In a food processor, pulse the cookies until finely ground. In a medium bowl, combine the cookie crumbs and the melted butter. Stir until evenly moistened. Then press the mixture into the bottom and up 1.5 inches up the side of the pan. Freeze until firm, about 15 minutes. Spacing evenly apart, place the peanut butter cups upside down on the crust bottom. Spread ice cream over the peanut butter cups. Cover. Freeze until firm, about 4 hours. Remove side of the pan. Coarsely chop Reese's Pieces. Sprinkle over the pie. Let soften slightly before slicing and serving. From First for Women, Mediterranean Bean Pasta Salad. Active time 10 minutes, total time 15, and it serves 8. We need 1 16-ounce box of radiatore pasta. Those are they look real curly kiwi kind of. 1/2 cup of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard, 2 lemons zested and juiced, 1 15-ounce can of cannellini or butter beans, drained and rinsed. 1/2 cup pitted olive mix, halved lengthwise. 2 plum tomatoes chopped. 1/4 cup fresh basil leaves torn. 1 8-ounce package of fresh mozzarella cheese cut into cubes. In a large pot over high heat, bring 4 quarts of salted water to a boil. Cook pasta per package directions for al dente. Drain well. In a large bowl, whisk the oil, mustard, 1/4 cup of lemon juice and 1 teaspoon lemon zest until smooth. Add the pasta, beans, olives, tomatoes, basil, and mozzarella. Toss well to coat. Season to taste with salt and pepper. How about a quick pork stir fry? Active time 15 minutes, total time 35, and this serves 4. We need 1 pound of pork tenderloin cut into 1/2-inch strips, 3 tablespoons low-sodium soy sauce, 2 tablespoons rice vinegar, 1/2 cup sweet chili sauce, 2 tablespoons peanut oil, 1 red pepper, cored and cut into long, thin strips, 3/4 cup matchstick carrots, you can buy them that way, 1 bunch of baby bok choy, trimmed and sliced, 4 ounces snow peas, trimmed, sriracha sauce to taste, and mung bean sprouts are optional. In a large bowl, combine the pork, 2 tablespoons soy sauce, vinegar, and 2 tablespoons water. Let stand 10 minutes. Whisk remaining 1 tablespoon soy sauce into the chili sauce and reserve. In a large nonstick skillet, heat 1 tablespoon oil over medium-high. In batches, stir-fry the pork until browned and tender 3 minutes. Remove from skillet. In skillet, heat remaining oil, stir-fry pepper and carrots, 2 minutes. Add bok choy and chili sauce mixture and cook for 4 minutes. Return pork to skillet with snow peas. Stir-fry till heated through. Serve with sriracha and, if desired, bean sprouts. That's it for this week's episode. Join us next week if you can. We're available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments and questions, 919-832-5138.